WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. A warm day to start it off. It's about 55 degrees out there. A little damp still, but we're going to get some sun. And then the weekend won't be so great. But we're going to have a great time tomorrow at our Hunger Heroes food drop, collecting food for kids to have as healthy snacks and lunches during school vacation week. And this is hugely important, as we talked with Victoria Grisella from the United Way earlier this week about, hugely important because these kids, they might not get access to food during the school vacation week. You know, the parents will come home and make dinner from when they come home from work, but they may not have the option to have lunch or any snacks during the day. So this is a way to keep them fed when they don't have access to what they would normally get at school. And so we want things like peanut butter and jelly and applesauce packets and macaroni and cheese that they can make themselves, especially those microwavable cups. Granola bars. Cereal, but not the family size, as Victoria pointed out, because it doesn't fit in the bags that they give the kids, which they'll put together next Saturday. And then distribute out. But they're putting together 1,000 of these packages for the kids. And so we need your donations. Come on by. We'll be outside of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall tomorrow from 10 to 12. We'll have folks there from WBSM and Fun 107. And we'll collect it right out of your car. So if it's raining, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just pull up and say it's in the trunk and then pop the trunk. Or it's in the back seat. Or open the window and hand us the bag. We'll be the ones to run out and get it from you. Or if you don't have anything already, you can walk right into Aldi and they'll have it all over by the register, all the items that you might want to purchase and that we are looking for. So couldn't be any easier to donate to these kids tomorrow from 10 to 12 outside of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. I think, too, when we do these, it's a good chance to come on over and talk to us about the station, talk to us about what you like, maybe what you don't like. Because there's usually, you know, we get waves of people, and then there's a little downtime in between. So it's a good time to kind of hang out and talk with us if that's something that you'd like to do. We also started our Money Talks contest yesterday. And I hope that you were listening and you got all 10 codes. But if you didn't, we're going to have 10 more codes for you today. That's right. 10 codes each and every weekday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And when you hear the code, you just enter it at WBSM.com or on the app and you're entered to win $1,000. Later on, in the contest, we'll have $10,000 Thursdays, but for right now, we're doing $1,000. So I hope that you got plenty of entries in yesterday. And we want to thank Long Moving and Storage for sponsoring Money Talks on WBSM. And that first code coming up just after the beginning of the 8 a.m. hour. But that leads me to today's Fun Friday question. What's the best thing that you've ever won? Now, it could be something that was valuable or something of value. You know, maybe you won $1 million. But it could also be something that, you know, was a highly sought after thing or an award or something that ended up having sentimental value. I can think of two things. I mean, I used to win radio contests quite a bit. Back before I worked in radio, I would call and win every contest that I could. So one of the early ones that I won was when my ex-wife and I were dating. She was a huge Tori Amos fan. I don't know if any of you remember Tori Amos. She's still around, just put out an album, but in the 90s, she was like the alternative rock goddess, and she loved her, and I loved her too, and she was coming to the Providence Performing Arts Center. Now, we saw her a bunch of times. I didn't see her as much as my ex-wife did, but I've probably seen her 5 times myself, but she was coming around to the Providence Performing Arts Center. It was the tour in support of From the Choir Girl Hotel, I believe. And they were giving away on WBRU, which was at the time the Brown University alternative rock station, they were giving away not only tickets to the show, but a meet and greet as well. So we stayed home from school that day. We were in college. We were both at UMass Dartmouth. We skipped class that day to sit by the radio to try to take advantage of every opportunity to win. And around lunchtime or so, when they were, because they were giving away quite frequently, a couple times, each day. I want to say it was around lunchtime or so. She got through. And the DJ said, "All right, here's what you got to do. You got to sing the Welcome Back, Cotter theme." And she didn't know it, or if she did, she froze in the moment. And she just threw the cordless phone over to me and said, "Here, sing Welcome Back, Cotter." So I just started singing it. And we ended up winning. So we got to go to the PPAC and see the show, but we got to go backstage and meet Tori beforehand. And, you know, just a little quick, "Hi, how are you? Let's pose for a Polaroid," and then move on. But when we split up, my ex-wife didn't want the photograph, so I have it hanging in my office. We're probably 20 years old. So that was a pretty cool experience to win. And I won tickets to other concerts, Heart. I won tickets, KKB, the rock station that we used to have here back in the early 2000s. They were giving away Rolling Stones tickets. I think it was the 2002 tour. They were giving away Rolling Stones tickets, and I had never seen the Stones. I always wanted to. My ex-wife was a huge Stones fan, and so I was listening at work while I was working at the diner. And they said, "We want caller 100. And you win Rolling Stones tickets." And I was like, "All right, well, maybe I got a chance at that." So I just kept calling and calling and calling and calling and calling and calling. And they'd be like, "You're caller 20. You're caller 29. You're caller 37. And then it started to get to like, "You're caller 72. Your caller 75. And then I go, "Your caller 82. Your caller 85. Your caller 86. Your caller 87. Your caller 88. Okay, we're just going to give you the tickets." And so I got to go to the Rolling Stones. And, you're thinking to yourself, Rolling Stones tickets from a radio station, they're probably not great seats because, everybody wanted to go to that show. And sometimes radio stations just get what they get. But when we got there and we saw it, when we picked up the tickets, we're like, "Oh, they're in the 300 section. It's up in the balcony. We'll probably be far." And I brought binoculars and everything. But when we got there, we were in the section that literally just hung right over the stage, and we were in the first row of that. So we were like sitting right over the stage. There were amazing seats. So that was pretty good. But I think what kind of got me hooked on the idea of winning things, and I'm not one of these obsessive sweepstakes kind of people. There's a guy from Wareham who entered every con. They wrote newspaper articles about him. He used to work for the Board of Health. I think his name was Glenn. And he entered every contest possible. And he was always winning things. When AutoZone opened in Wareham, and back then it was Auto Palace. But when it opened in Wareham, they gave away a truck, a pickup truck, like wrapped with all the Auto Palace logos and everything. And he won that. And I never got to that level of commitment to trying to win things. But it all started when I would have been about 5 years old. And my dad had a booth at a flea market, the Squantum Flea Market. I think that was in Quincy, down on the water. And big building. And he had a booth there. And I don't know, it was the 80s. I could wander around a little bit. You know, I had to kind of stay in the aisle of where they could see me. But I went back to the table and I asked my dad for a dime. And he said, "What do you want a dime for?" And I said, "I just need a dime. I want to enter this contest. It's a dime." So he gave me the dime. And I went down to this table. They had no idea what I was doing. And I wrote my name. And I guess I must have known my phone number because I wrote that down on the back of this raffle ticket and paid one dime for one ticket, because I didn't know as a five-year-old that you could buy a dollar's worth of tickets. But I wanted to win. I ended up winning the grand prize. And it's what I wanted. They were giving away a Texas Instruments home computer, which back then, a Texas Instruments home computer was like a keyboard that you plugged into your TV that could do like simple word processing. And, you know, I don't even think you had the ability to print on it, but you could also like play games. So you got these cartridges, Space Invaders, Pac-Man. It was basically like having an Atari, but you had a keyboard in addition to your joysticks. And I wanted this thing so bad, but I paid the dime, bought my ticket, put my ticket into the drum. And I don't know how many days later, my parents got a phone call from somebody saying, you know, you won the computer. And they're like, "We didn't enter to win a computer." And they're like, "Did you enter to win a computer?" And I was like, "I did." And they're like, "You won it." So we had this Texas Instruments computer at my house for a couple of years. And we had games that we played on it. And that's pretty much all we did. I used to plug in the keyboard and type stories on it, but I didn't, of course, know how to write or type or anything. So I just typed a bunch of letters. But I had fun typing the letters. But, you know, I think Space Invaders was probably the game we played the most. But that's probably what got me started on entering to try to win things. And then in high school, we used to do the Nick's Comedy Stop comedy party for your friends giveaway. Whenever you'd go there, you'd enter, you'd put your name into the bowl or whatever. And then the winner would get a party for like 20 of their friends on a Wednesday night, and they had like a pasta buffet, and you got to see the comedy show for free. And every time somebody put their name in, they'd end up getting called to say that they won, because it was a gimmick. It was a gimmick they used to bring people in. They weren't counting on it being 20 high school kids. They thought it was 20 people that were going to come in and buy drinks. So that didn't really count as winning, but still, it was something that got me, you know, more and more entering. And Then on WBCN, I won Elevator from Hell one time, which is where you had to guess a song that was elevator music version of a song. And if you guess it, you won a prize pack full of stuff. So that got me into it. And that's why I like being able to give stuff away here on the show. Because I liked winning stuff when I was listening to the radio and trying to win. So we'll be giving away $1,000 later on. We'll be giving away tickets to Kylie Minogue, our last day of giveaways for that. If you want to enter at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app, that contest is sponsored by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. But it's Fun Friday, so I'm asking the question, what's the best thing you've ever won? 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, let's take our first break of the morning. We'll be back in a few moments. And let's take a quick phone call before we go into the news. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
I had to laugh when you asked the question because I'm a senior. I can say that I've been blessed with a very lucky life. But as far as winning things, that's never been on my list. But I do enter things and try and so forth. And when I was a young girl, I was married very young because in those days you did. And my husband had taken me to some club. It was in the South End. We were from the North End, so I didn't even know too much about the South End. And they had raffle tickets. And it seemed that all the raffle tickets were for alcohol. It was, I don't know, ham and bean supper for something. And I said, you know what? I never win. So I'm going to put my dog's name, which was Pixie, and then I put my last name. And all of a sudden, they pull a ticket, and they call my name. So I had to go up as Pixie with my name.
And what was the prize? What'd you get?
It was a bottle of whiskey.
Well, that sounds
that was the prize.
That sounds like something a Pixie would want to win. Yeah.
Yeah. So at first I didn't want to go up, and my husband says, you want it, you got to go up and get it. So I did, but I was just, I think being so young now, I wouldn't care if you said my name was Marshmallow. I wouldn't care if I wanted to go up, but not in those days. You know, it was silly for me to think that I had to go up and be known as Pixie.
But, well, the important question is, did you share the whiskey with Pixie?
No, not okay. A dog.
I mean, I had a dog that drank beer, so.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We used to have a.
They can get drunk and sick, so no.
We had a fire pit in the backyard when we first got her, and she would come over. And, well, you know, people would, like, leave their beer down and get up and walk away. And she'd come over and knock it over and start drinking it. We'd be like, no, Ruby, don't drink that. And so
it's
okay. She was too young to drive, so it was all right.
Yeah, right. Well, have a nice day.
You as well.
And that just, I was making my grandson his lunch for school. And I said, I'm going to give you a call because that tickled me when I heard, what did you win? And like I said, I'm not very lucky, but I've been lucky in life, and that's more important. So
absolutely.
I thought this was funny.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Have a nice day.
You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to go now into the news with Mike Roberts, but we'll take more of your calls. Today's Fun Friday question, what's the best thing you've ever won? Excuse me. Oh, take it away, Mike. Save me. I'm choking.
Canada's prime minister reacts to new tariffs, a possible vaccine that may help with Alzheimer's, and a stolen cinnamon bun landing a man in jail.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is now running as an independent as he tries to get reelected. Scott Pringle reports.
Mayor Adams released a video one day after a federal judge dismissed federal charges against him, saying he's going to forego the Democratic primary.
But the dismissal of the bogus case against me dragged on too long, making it impossible to mount a primary campaign while these false accusations were held over me.
The mayor went on to say he believes the city is better served by truly independent leadership. Adams is behind in the polls that were taken prior to the federal charges being dismissed.
Stellantis is temporarily laying off 900 employees in response to President Trump's tariff announcement. The layoffs will impact workers at five of the automaker's U.S. facilities. Stellantis also announced it will be pausing production at two of its plants in Canada and Mexico. In a letter to employees, the company said it's assessing the medium and long-term effects the tariffs might have on operations. One teen is dead, another in custody after a stabbing at a high school track meet in Dallas. The victim's father, Jeff Metcalf, said this was a heartbreaking situation.
He stabbed my son in the heart and killed him.
That's the extent of this?
That's what it was over. Something so small, so trivial.
The dispute started over a seat in the stadium during a track meet earlier in the week. Former President Barack Obama is offering an apology for his surprise appearance in a family photo. Obama was taking in the cherry blossoms during a morning walk on Monday when he strolled into a series of pictures being taken by the Moore family of their two young children. When they were reviewing the shots, Obama was in the background. The former president caught wind of what happened and reshared their post on Instagram, writing, "Preston and Bell, I hope you enjoyed peak bloom. My bad for stepping into the shot." The Nintendo Switch 2 is hitting shelves on June 5th. Costs $449 for the console, or you could purchase a $500 version that comes with Mario Kart World. The new device will be a bigger and faster version. The original Switch has sold 150 million units since its release in 2017. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says his country will impose counter-auto tariffs in response to President Trump's announcement Wednesday. Carney said the impact of tariffs announced by Trump will be felt around the world.
The ambition of these measures is enormous. The effects on the global economy will be monumental.
Amazon MGM has started work on a new James Bond film at CinemaCon in Las Vegas on Wednesday. Studio executives say producers are in London getting started. The studio says they are committed to honoring the legacy of the iconic Bond character while bringing a fresh, exotic, new chapter to audiences around the world. A new study says a shingles vaccine may help protect against dementia.
The study, published Wednesday in the journal Nature, looked at data from over 280,000 older adults in the UK and found those who were vaccinated for shingles were 20% less likely to develop dementia than those who were not vaccinated. A previous study had found an association between the shingles vaccine and a lower risk of dementia in women, but this is the first study to include people who were not vaccinated. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Bruce Springsteen will be giving fans a treasure chest full of previously unreleased music this summer. The Boss announced Tracks 2, the Lost Albums box set, will be released June 27th, featuring seven previously unheard albums. Containing a total of 83 songs, he released the song Rain in the River from the album Perfect World yesterday. A man in North Carolina facing charges after allegedly stealing a cinnamon bun from a grocery store and brandishing a machete. Authorities identified the suspect as Jeffrey Dwayne Bradburn. He was charged with armed robbery, shoplifting, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Police responded to the incident in Asheville. After receiving reports of the robbery, they apprehended Bradburn. He was found eating the stolen cinnamon bun. He was booked into a detention facility with a $50,000 bond.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Red Sox over the Orioles 8-4 yesterday afternoon. It is opening day at Fenway. If you're going to the game, they ask you to be in your seats by around 1:30 for pregame festivities. First pitch set for 2:10 as they host the St. Louis Cardinals. Bees lost to the Montreal Canadiens last night, 4-1. Bruins host the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow at 7. And the Phoenix Suns are in town tonight to take on the Celtics at 7:30.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, 62. More clouds tonight, 42. Clouds and showers tomorrow, 46. Still wet on Sunday, 57, cloudy Monday, 46, and finally, some sun by Tuesday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Of course, we are giving away money every day with Money Talks and tickets and all kinds of things that we've got planned for you, so that you've got to be lucky to win, right? And so I'm asking the question, what's the best thing you've ever won? That's today's Fun Friday question. It can be best thing in terms of value, you know, monetary value or experience, or also just what meant the most to you. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I've won a lot of things in my life, experience-wise, sentimental-wise, and otherwise. But the best thing I can say out of everything is my boyfriend who passed away, Gail, he and I were at what is now called Dash Laundromat. It was Mary Ann's at the time, back about 14 years ago in 2011. We're doing our laundry, and there's a little box off to the side there on the shelf next to the window. And he entered to win a free dinner at the Huddleston restaurant there that used to be on Route 6, and they tore it down. But if you wanted to go, you were going to have a talk about chiropractors and chiropractic measures. Well, he put his name in because he puts his name in everything. And he kept cheating me, come on, Laura, do this. And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, no, come on, just do it. And so I finally did. And of course, they called me. I won. So we both went because you could bring a guest with you. And it changed my life, actually. I couldn't do my job if I didn't go to the chiropractor. And I go to Power of Life Chiropractor, and Dr. Mark and Dr. Eric are there, and they're behind McDonald's Fawn's Corner. And actually, he has a show, Dr. Mark. I think it's at 9 o'clock on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving to work, so I'm just catching the beginning of it. Unfortunately, I don't get to hear it, but I go to the workshop, so that helps out a lot. But seriously, I've almost had a frozen shoulder, and he was able to take care of it, or else it would have been, I mean, I waited and waited before I finally said something to him, because I just pushed through pain, and I was getting so bad I couldn't even tie my apron behind my back at one point, and put my bra on. It was really awful. And finally, I told him, "This is my shoulder's killing me. I can barely move it." So he did this adjustment, and I was in excruciating pain. I started crying. He goes, "Did you hear that?" He goes, "All those adhesions, they just broke away." He goes, "It all just broke." I said, "No, I'm just in massive pain. You're killing me." But 3 days later, I was fine. I was like, nothing at all was perfect. And anytime I have any kind of compromising situation in my body, I just have them look at it, and this is for almost 14 years down the road now.
Wow.
So that's a life changer for me.
All that just from putting your name in a box.
Yes. So you never know in life, you know, what can happen. So, and I'm getting ready for work now because, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's Fish Friday. So because Lenten season, we're really, really busy. And also weekends are very busy for us being in retail. But it's good. I like busy. It makes the time go by fast.
Right. Absolutely.
But that's my story. And I can't say enough about them. They're the most wonderful people. So loving and giving. They give back in so many ways. They're great. And I'm so happy that I decided to do that.
Well, I'm glad that you did too. I'm glad that it worked out. And I'm glad that you took a crack at trying to win. Get it?
No pun intended, right?
All right. You have That's a great day.
Oh, you too. Thanks.
Take care. Bye. All right. Let's take another call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. Thanks. I know. I have this little story. Let's see if I can tell you in a short version so it doesn't take too long because of the time frame. But you know, speaking of winning things, you know, my mom, God rest her soul, she was pretty lucky at
with scratch tickets. But it was funny because, you know, she didn't spend a lot of money on scratch tickets. Like she would buy like $2, $5 scratch tickets. But I remember when my dad retired and they would go out together. Like if she and he would go put like gas in the car or they would go somewhere. Like, for example, the Galleria Mall upstairs in the food court, they used to have a little store there that used to sell all kind of little things plus lottery tickets. So a lot of times they would go there, like, you know, just to walk around, sit there, spend a little bit of time. And she would go in there, you know, and get a couple of scratch tickets. And it never failed. She always won something on a scratch ticket. And I mean, even get like $100 on a $2 scratch ticket. But a lot of time, there were times like they'd go put gas. So she would say to my dad, hey, you know, get me a scratch ticket. So he would get her a scratch ticket and she would never win anything. And then, you know, they'd go to the, like I said, to the Galleria. She'd be sitting there. He'd be walking around and she didn't want to get up. And she would say, hey, you know, when you walk by the store, you know, get me a couple of the $2 scratch tickets. And she would never win anything. And my dad would get like really upset because he started to feel. And it was funny because if we bought her tickets like for her birthday or whatever, she would never win anything. And my dad got to a point, he said to her, I think that your hand in going to buy the scratch ticket is the luck. So you need to go yourself. And, you know, and then we all stopped doing it. And I have to tell you, it was weird. There was something about it that she herself had to go buy that scratch ticket in order to win something, but it never failed. It could be, you know, small amounts, or at times she, I mean, I'm not saying she won, you know, big money, but, you know, getting $100 on a $2 scratch ticket, I mean, back then that was something. But it was, yeah, it was just something to really think about. And we used to all joke about it, but I don't know. Some people, I guess, like they say, just have that luck of, you know, winning things. So as far as me, I don't even get like a free bet on the lot, like the daily Mass Millions, Powerball. You know, people even give me scratch tickets and I never get anything. So it's like I don't even bother wasting my money. But yeah, it was really quite something with those scratch tickets. Wow. Anyway, just think I'd tell you the story about, you know, people winning things. Anyway, you have a good day.
You as well. No, I love that. It sounds like it was magic. My brother used to be like that when he was a kid. He wasn't lucky in terms of, you know, winning something. But if there was money on the ground, he was the one that always found it. So, you know, he'd find $1, $5, whatever it may be. One time he found a $100 bill. I think, I want to say, he might be listening on the way to work. He can text me if I'm incorrect. But I want to say he found it on the Esplanade when they went for the fireworks. I wasn't there. But I think that's where it happened. But I think that happened on more than one occasion, too. I remember my mom finding $100 at Edaville along the banks of the bog pond. As we were just walking by, and they should like go out on the ice a little bit to get it. But anyway, yeah, I never find anything. I never find any money on the ground like that. It used to pick up scratch tickets that would be winners too. Like, oh, just had that touch. My only good real scratch ticket experience was when I worked at the diner. We used to have, in the early days, we used to have lottery sales. And for some reason, the boss let me sell lottery even though I wasn't 18, which was illegal. You're supposed to be 18 to sell lottery. But anyway, I was probably 17 at the time selling lottery tickets. Maybe I was 18 already, but I know I started selling them when I was too young. And so I, because I would pick up shifts as the cashier. We used to have a cashier that just rang everybody out and would sell lottery tickets and run the Keno tickets. And that's all that person did. And that was perfect for me after school. So some days I'd be the dishwasher or a cook. Some days I'd be the cashier. And I liked being the cashier because when it was slow, I could get my homework done. But I was working as the cashier and a guy had a pretty big win on Keno. And they would tip you if they won big, which I don't understand. I didn't do anything, but whatever. They would also blame you if they lost. But so to tip me, he bought me a $1 scratch ticket. I remember it was called Fast Break and it was basketball themed. And he's like, I know you like basketball here. And he gave me this $1 ticket for Fast Break. And I scratched it and I won $100. And I was like, wow. Well, I guess that turned out to be a pretty good tip. And then my buddy was the dishwasher that night. And he came out of the kitchen and he was like, what's going on? I was like, I just won $100 on a scratch ticket. And he goes, oh man, I want to buy one of those. I was like, no, no, don't buy the same scratch ticket I just bought. I just won $100 on it. You're not going to win. You know, and I at the time, I believed the people that, well, I didn't believe them, but I thought they might be onto something when they said, you know, there's only so many winners in a book and the number on the back of the ticket matters and all that, which none of that's true. But so I said, okay. You want to spend your dollar on the ticket? Fine, whatever. Go ahead. I'm not going to stop you. But you're not going to win because there's no way there's $200 winners back to back. And he bought the ticket. Again, I shouldn't have sold it to him. I think he was probably under 18. But no, we must have been 18 because this was spring. Yeah, we were 18. This was spring of our senior year and we're both born in January. So we were 18. So he scratches the ticket off and he's like, well, I didn't win $100, but I won $50. And then he scratches another thing. Oh, he goes, nope, never mind. I won $100, won $50 twice. And I was like, that's so weird. We both won $100 on the same ticket. And so we went out to the bowling alley that used to be across the street here, Bowlers Country Club, and had ourselves a grand night of bowling and whatever we wanted from the snack bar. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to go buy a scratch ticket out of the machine and see if my luck keeps going. I was like, I don't think it will. And he bought a $5 ticket, which at that time was like insane. You bought a $5 ticket? And he lost. But anyway, that was my only real scratch ticket luck ever. 508-996-0500. What's the best thing you've ever won? That's today's Fun Friday question. We'll be back in a few. All right. Well, hey, you know what you could win? Well, I mean, it's not really necessarily luck that's involved. It's just you being smart about investing in your home and investing in lowering your energy bills. You could win in life when you're getting paid by the electric company rather than paying them. And how do you do it? Well, you go solar with Isaacson Solar. Head on over to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, to find out all the details of how you can set up to have them come to your home, take a look around, tell you if your home is a good fit for solar, and if it is, they'll lay out the whole plan for you, and then you can go back to your family with it and say, let's decide together if this is something we want to do. They'll make it work on your property so it's not taking away from your home. If you've got a historic home, if you've got a home that you don't want the aesthetic of having the solar panels on the roof, that's okay. They can come up with other options as well. But you got to have them come out and take a look and talk to you first. And you can do that by going to isaacsonsolar.com and setting up your appointment. And then you don't have to worry about those electric bills. You know, you're going to get to the point where the electric company is paying you. And then every single month when you open up that check, not bill, from the electric company, you're going to feel like you've won. IsaacsonSolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, IsaacsonSolar.com. And welcome back. Nothing wrong with a little ELP in the morning. But we are going to be taking a break here for the news coming up. When we come back on the other side, we can talk.